Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And I am just really, really excited because today we got a debut show. I love it when we have debut shows. And this is a show you definitely want to pay attention to. And it's a show called Money Management, Wounded Hearts and Family Crises. It's really important, especially in today's economy, where the economy has not been that kind to a lot of people, and it's caused maybe some, not just financial disturbances, but also emotional disturbances. And I am so excited to have the financial planner that I think is phenomenal, is Larry Moscat. Welcome, Larry.
Dave, thank you very much. Great to be here.
This is going to be great because you have plenty of radio experience. You've been on the radio before, but not
been on the radio. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And what's really cool is, you're a financial planner, CFP, Certified
Correct.
Financial Planner.
That's right.
And you have your own company called Retirement Income and Inheritance Advisors, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And we could say RIIA for
RIA,
short.
RIIA, RIII Advisors.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think this is great. But what's really unique about you, we met about 3, maybe 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blown away because it's so consistent with Breakthrough Thinking, is that your background in your first career was psychology, a clinical psychologist.
That's right.
What a unique combination.
A little different.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really do. And you help so many people. And it's really about crisis, right? I mean, crisis management and crisis, people that are in crisis, you help a lot.
Well, that's kind of the idea. Most people have not heard of what a phrase that I've not heard elsewhere, but we've coined in our business, Dave, and I call it crisis financial counseling. And let me take a minute and explain to listeners exactly what I'm talking about. Let me begin by saying something that it is not, and what it is not is debt counseling. Sometimes they get confused. This is not about counseling people out of debt. And let me explain more. As you mentioned, my original background and training was in clinical psychology, but I also had an interest in finance, and I was awarded the Certified Financial Planner designation back in the early 80s and have maintained a practice ever since. But quite honestly, I was always sort of odd in the blending of interests that I had. And I say that because on one hand, I really like the personal chemistry of trusting relationships, of understanding behavior. But I also had this other side of me. I guess you could say it was a technical, scientific-minded, planning, numbers, physics, things of that sort. And I have been working in a combined practice for years using both of these. And I've been working in the area of financial planning where people are suffering personal traumas, personal losses, major changes, all that had significant emotional wrappers around them. And they were also times when major life-changing financial decisions had to be made, and sifting through the stress, the grief, the pain that was felt was something of a new area, and I found the combination of my interests, the combination of my training and background were just well suited for that, and that's what I've been doing all these years. And we identified really five areas, Dave, that we have done most of our work in, and those areas are in the number one area, I would say it's loss of loved ones. Another area is caregiving. Caregiving has become an epidemic in this country. You mentioned our bad economy. It's still maybe getting better, but it's still not great. Unexpected job loss, a horribly traumatic event for most people. Another area we've worked in has to do with financial settlements related to wrongful harm that was done to someone, loss of a limb, loss of a life, loss of a loved one in some way. And also what I call trouble retirements. There are people who are near retirement or who are in retirement, and underneath the veneer of the supposed good life is a very troubling, persistent feeling of, am I going to make it the whole way? Will I run out of money? What if this? What if that? So we take some of these extraordinarily emotional life changes and help guide people through the financial decisions that have to be made, help them sort out the stress, help them sort out the pain. We help them first of all, prioritize what needs to be done first, what can wait till later, and begin to lift some of these burdens off of them by getting other people involved. We refer out to mental health professionals. We refer out to, in many cases, estate planning attorneys. We refer out to people like yourself, CPAs, who help with accounting issues. And it's just not something that many, many people do or frankly, are very comfortable doing.
Well, what I'd like to do is talk about a distinction between you and just traditional financial planners. But also, you know, as you're talking, Larry, it's really sort of cool because it sounds like you're a breath of fresh air. Think about that. It's like oxygen.
I like hearing that.
Yeah,
I can tell you
because
that.
Because that's what it reminded me as you're describing this. Because when people, you're welcome. And when you have people just losing loved ones or unexpected job loss like you talked about, or, you know, in the caregiving, you know, mm-hmm. people have to care either for their parents or their kids or themselves. I mean, it's really scary, I think, for people out there. That's why with your background, it's incredible to me how much more you can actually soothe the situation so people can make great decisions. Because if you think about it, Larry, mm-hmm. right, if you're under stress, if people are under stress, decisions are sort of tough. They're going to see through a clouded issue.
Very
Talk
tough.
A little bit more about that. I think it's fabulous.
Well, Dave, let me say this. First of all, there are many, many – we live in a great, wonderful big city, and there are many, many competent, excellent financial planners out there. The fact is, by my observation of doing this for 30 years, is many can be thrown off course, I guess you could say, when they're in the presence of deeply felt grief, deeply felt pain, tears, anger, depression. And I've observed, and it's been my experience, that sometimes they don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to introduce. They don't know how to just let that process unfold. That's not a deficiency in financial planning. It's simply they've not been trained in it, and they're just not comfortable doing it. We encourage people to let their feelings go when they're with us. This is not just about facts and figures. This is about being in a space together that strengthens relationships. And it comes down to this, Dave. In our business, relationships mean that you're connected to someone and they are connected to you. And it's relationships from which relationships are the soil from which trust grows. You can't have a working relationship in our business without trust. You can't get trust without a relationship. And you can't have a relationship connection without being able to get into the space that your client is, even if they're very angry and just very devastated. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. A client is referred in, for example, because they received a settlement due to the wrongful loss of their son in some event. I don't want to reveal a lot of details. He was wrongfully taken from them and was killed. They got a very large settlement from that. Now, on the surface, a settlement might appear like a good thing, but in fact, it can only evolve into a good thing. It is not a good thing to begin with. Because I can tell you this, Dave, when someone receives money that way, they are overwhelmed with feelings of guilt, and they view these funds as blood money. And they're very angry about that. So with losses of loved ones, I have found in my business as an example of what I do different. Before we ever talk about money, before we ever talk about taxes, before we ever talk about what to do, where to invest, and so on, we talk about the person that was lost. And we talk about who they were and what they liked and what their passions were and what their outlooks on life were. And that almost always brings up the pain, which is fine. It needs to come out, and we encourage it to come out. But this feeling, this horrible, nagging feeling of having all this what I call dirty money, that's how they look at it, that's how they feel about it, they're at odds with themselves. On one hand, they hate this money. They hate the reasons that the money came to them, and they wish it never would have come. And they hate the responsibilities that have been laid on them, and they just hate the whole thing. And so what I have always done in the case of loss is to try to get to know that person who's been lost. And in this particular case, I found out that this boy had a very strong passion for cars, for engines, for cars, for everything automotive. So before we ever started any work together, what I suggested that they do was go out and find an automotive school here in the Valley and set up a scholarship in their son's name to provide training for people who had similar passions and similar energies, and provide a way for him to live on and for his passion to live on. And I have to tell you, Dave, in all honesty, and again, this is before we ever talked about how much money we were talking about, what we should do with the money, I saw a change come over this couple's face. And they saw this planner is human. This planner has a heart. This planner understands our pain, and he really does want to help. And that very entree, before even discussing the money itself and what to do, was a way for us to connect. And connection, again, is what leads to relationship. Relationship leads to trust, and trust leads to very good outcomes. Had another client who had one brother. They were very close. The brother passed away. He was elderly, but it's still always difficult to lose someone. And this particular individual never had children, but had a passion for children. He would go to the park and interact with them, and was just a wonderful guy. And what we had the same kind of conversation. It's funny, he was a teacher, but the family, as well as myself, was somewhat shocked to learn that the inheritance this sister was receiving was well into the seven figures, and it was quite unexpected. We had the same conversation. The same pain came up. The tears flowed, and that was good, and it felt right, and I was right there with him. We were able to convert his passion for children, and we went to the park where he would go, and they dedicated a play area and bought equipment with a donation made from the family and had it placarded. And this was his area for his kids to enjoy in his name and with his memory. And what that had the same effect, Dave. It had the same effect of allowing this feeling of dirty money and guilt and feeling bad for what you might think, I'm going to enjoy this money. It allowed the path to open up just a crack, just a crevice to say, okay, I've sent something back in his name, and I feel good about it. And these are the same kinds of feelings that come up in many situations. It's the same feeling that comes up with winning the lottery. It's the same feeling that comes up with retirement and many other circumstances.
And we're going to get into that after the break. And, you know, I just want to say something just before is that, you know, it sounds like you're creating meaning and purpose in those couple situations. Mm-hmm. And it really, really transforms how they view money, especially from that situation.
I hope that's so. I believe it is so.
It sounds like it to me. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. This is a debut show of Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises, starring Larry Moscat. And, of course, Larry is from Retirement Income and Inheritance Advisors, RIIA. We'll be right back, and I'll give the website out as soon as we come back.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey, everyone. This is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
At Beerenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the debut show starring Larry Moscat, and this is called Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. Very, very important. Larry just gave a great story, a couple stories about his deep understanding, and it really takes deep understanding, Larry, to be able to communicate in a way you did to those two clients. And I could only imagine, you know, the conflict of interest that people, or not interest, the conflict within someone.
Yes, an internal conflict.
Oh, my gosh, that would be horrible. But mm-hmm. by reframing it, by saying, wait, there is a greater good. Mm-hmm. Here's the purpose, the scholarship, the park, mm-hmm. you know, doing things that that really, in a sense, can make meaning in a very serious, tragic event. Mm-hmm. Must give them huge comfort. So I really appreciate that. Let me give out your website as we go along here.
Okay.
Crisis Financial Counseling. It's www.riiadvisors.com.
Yes.
That's riiadvisors.com. Phone number is 480-556-7033. I really encourage you to check out Larry's website. Great website. Call him. You know, you could tell what type of compassion Larry has just from these stories and the heart and soul he really has when he does financial planning. Very unique. I have not seen this at all before. Now, let's talk a little bit about this is something curious to me, actually, when I was thinking about it. And I don't know if other people think about it this way, but guilt, fear, and anger associated sometimes with retirement also is associated with winning the lottery.
That's right.
That just sort of blows me away. Why don't you talk about that? Because I think people may not realize
mm-hmm.
a major event like that can trigger guilt, fear, and
absolutely.
Anger.
And I'll tell you something I believe from an emotional standpoint, Dave. I don't think your emotions know much of the difference between winning the lottery and retiring. The same things happen. You don't get up and go to work. But the paychecks keep coming in, And, you know, there's an interesting saying I heard a long time ago. It says, as far as retirement goes, if you are what you do, when you don't, you aren't.
Interesting.
If you are what you do, when you don't, you aren't. And what that really addresses is retirement can have the emotional effect of pulling that sense of purpose, that rug of purpose, out from underneath you. And my observations have been most people have a little honeymoon period. It can be a few months or it can even be a few years, but it's that one dreaded day when you wake up and you say to yourself, why am I getting out of bed this morning? And there's a tremendous amount of fear and uncertainty about redefining your life as a retiree. Who are you now? Why do I get out of bed? I'm kind of irritated that I have to go out and figure out a whole new life, find a whole new potential pool of friends, figure out whether or not my money's going to last my lifetime. And that comes with a lot of stress. So that rug of purpose gets pulled out from under you, and it's a real full-time job to figure out who are you now. We like to help our clients, in addition to just financially plan, explore that a little bit. We don't claim to be providing mental health counseling. We refer out to psychologists and other trained mental health professionals. But this is financial planning from a mental health perspective, I guess you could say. Now we talk about the lottery. Everyone kind of wrinkles their face kind of funny. And when I talk about the lottery and the really deep problems that it creates, you know, many of us have heard, well, yeah, I hear some of these lottery people get into trouble. Well, they probably get into more trouble more often than most people would realize. If you dig deeper, what you see with a major lottery winner often is someone feeling extremely alienated, feeling very alone, feeling disenfranchised from all of their groups of friends, from their usual activities, from their families, from their coworkers. They're asking the same question. Why do I get out of bed in the morning? And I'll tell you what, many of these folks come to hate this money. They hate the weight of the decisions that have been laid on them. All of the information that's so confusing, everybody wanting a piece of their action. So what do many of them do? Unconsciously, more often than not, they set out to divest themselves of this money and get involved in gambling extremes or irresponsible actions, foolish investments, scams, extravagances of various sorts. And at the core of this, Dave, is self-loathing, horrible self-esteem, and a question that plays over and over like a tape. Why did this happen to me? I know money's good, but I hate it. And it's a very tough situation that requires both a little understanding of what happens to someone in these circumstances as well as what to do with the money.
You know, I think that's really interesting because I have heard stories about this. Mm-hmm. First of all, as you were talking about it, retirement and winning the lottery, the similarities. Well, mm-hmm. You know, you wake up the next morning, what do? You don't have purpose. And I think about it from an NLP perspective as well, loss of identity almost.
Yes.
And, you know, it's
absolutely.
Like, and that's the same thing, really, what you're saying. Who am I at this point? And, as you were talking, I go, wait a minute, you're right. Family and friends all of a sudden become your best family and best friends.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably have seen that. And now they want some of the action, like you said.
And you have a lot of new best friends that you never knew that you had
exactly.
before. Right.
And that's got to take a toll. You know, maybe the guilt comes up. Like, yeah, I guess I should, you know, help my family out. And that's
the
got
guilt
to,
and yeah. the suspicions about everyone you
yeah.
meet. Everyone you meet, you're asking yourself, are they sizing me up as a target?
Yeah.
They're coming after my money. So that's another area just filled with landmines that need to be navigated.
Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't win the lottery.
No.
Or it just means you got to check at the unconscious level how you handle it.
Well, that's right. It there's nothing wrong with winning the lottery. There is something wrong about not fully comprehending and managing the changes that you're going to have to go through to make it be productive, because it can become counterproductive in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it really could, and I think that's interesting. The other thing I've heard, and I don't know if you've seen studies like this, I heard about them, like within 5 years of someone winning the lottery, most of them are in bankruptcy.
Yes, that's absolutely true. That's also true, believe it or not, of widows who receive large death benefits when their husbands die. The very same thing happens. They receive this huge influx of cash, which on the surface would seem like it ought to provide some soothing comfort and some confidence about going forward. Well, that's not really what happens, at least initially. What happens is they look at this money and realize the price that was paid to get that money, and they hate the money.
Yeah.
They hate the money.
That is so interesting. That's why it would seem to me that you become incredibly valuable, a great, not just a resource, but as a person who deeply cares, deeply understands the process. And very few have that those qualities. And that's why I could see why you really concentrate in this area of financial crisis, because this would be one area.
Absolutely.
Certainly.
And, absolutely.
And like you went over earlier, there's many areas, you know, loss of a loved one, caregiving, unexpected job loss, financial settlements, and I guess that also could, mm-hmm. not just wrongful harm, but you could throw winning the lottery
You actually could.
Yeah.
You actually could.
And troubled retirement. Elaborate a little bit more on that. Troubled retirement. Is that where you thought you had a lot of money coming and the pension went under?
Well, it isn't even so much what did happen. It's much more of what you fear might happen. And it's like a tape that plays over and over. And you, on one hand, one part of you is saying, I'm retired, man. This is the permanent vacation. What could be better than this? The other part of you is saying, geez, I hope I have enough money to make it through this vacation. I hope that I'm prepared for the unexpected. I hope that this business I hear about long-term care doesn't come my way, because I'm really not sure whether I'm prepared for that or not. So you have these two tapes playing. One is the permanent vacation tape. The other is, I don't know if I really should be on permanent vacation. Am I qualified for that? And so a second opinion helps.
And maybe it also edges up to the fact that you're retired, which might bring up other emotions and other fears, like, I'm getting older.
Absolutely.
That could be a big part of it.
Yes.
And let me give your website out again, www.RIIAdvisors.com.
That's advisors with an O and not an E, Dave. I'll make mention of that.
Yeah.
Because it can be spelled either way, but this is RIIADVISORS.
Yes. Excellent. And 480-556-7033. You're the type of guy I would like to talk to.
Well,
I mean, really, you have understanding, and that's what people want.
Thank you.
Well, absolutely. And
thank
why don't we take a quick break right now, and we'll come back and continue our discussion. Debut show starring Larry Moscat, Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. Larry is from Retirement Income and Inheritance Advisors, LLC, RIIA is the initials, and we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcies seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is the debut show of Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. And, of course, starring Larry Moscat, Managing Member of Retirement Income and Inheritance Advisors, LLC, RIIA. And, Larry, we've been talking about some really deep psychological issues, I think, that really generate behaviors and, of course, create decisions in mm-hmm. people, and or you know that's how people make decisions
sure.
based on their mental state. And there's a nice way that you can ease people through that. I think that's important. But why don't we look at caregiving? You know, mm-hmm. there's some examples of some crisis with respect to money decisions when it comes to caregiving. So.
Sure.
Why don't we talk a little bit about that? Because that's a big topic in these days.
Getting bigger every day,
yeah.
too, unfortunately. Let's talk about caregiving. In fact, let's even define it, Dave. I think of caregiving as progressively taking over more and more of the physical, intellectual, and financial matters, usually for a loved one. And as I said, this is something reaching epidemic proportions in our country. And if you ask yourself, why is that the case? Why is this growing? What is happening to do that? Well, I'll tell you what I think the main culprit is. The main culprit is medical science and technology. They have found, and that probably sounds strange and counterintuitive, but the fact is they've figured out how to keep us alive longer, but not necessarily independent. And it's a real catch-22. Obviously, caregivers and caregiving is a godsend to the receivers of those services. But in all honesty, from a personal sense, David, can be an absolute curse to the provider. Emotionally, caregiving is laden with all of those same landmines: anger, guilt, frustration, no guidelines on how to do it all. When to call it quits, when to call in the professionals, when to consider a facility, when to not, and guilt. Guilt. If you happen to be a caregiver for a parent, maybe with or without realizing it for yourself, you feel a sense of, I want to and I need to and it's my obligation to give back. Because when I was dependent, I was cared for, and I'm here because of that care. And you desperately want to return. You want to return that favor that was done. But what's the cost of that to the caregiver? Well, there's a cost of you get really angry and frustrated. You aren't a medical professional. You aren't a financial professional. You are not a legal professional. You realize I don't have the tools to take over someone's life. I just don't have them. And what I do see happening is my own life as a caregiver is going backwards. My job, my spouse, my children, my future are all now being neglected. You feel torn. You feel conflicted. We acknowledge these things when we work with caregiver clients. We encourage them to let it out. We understand what's going on. This is not a situation solely about the money. This is about people going through crises, financial management being one of the components that have to be managed during this situation. They're difficult things to talk about. I've certainly observed other financial advisors struggle with how to proceed. Where do you start? What do I do when they break down? Whereas in our office, we're in obviously in a private setting, we encourage that. You've got to get that out, and that provides a little bit of a clearing of the path to figure out where we go from here. So what we do is we help our clients, same sorts of things, prioritize what are the most important things to do. What's the number one thing to do? What's the number two thing to do? What do we send out to other professionals, other caregiving professionals, to legal professionals, to accounting professionals, and other professionals? How many monkeys can we get off of the back of that particular caregiver? And in the process of doing that, we find much of the anger tends to melt away, and the realization comes through to that caregiver of how much they truly love this person they're caring for and how much they are really doing for that person's well-being by not trying to do it all themselves and getting some help. So it's a very serious situation, very difficult situation, but there are some ways to at least make it a little better.
Which is very important because, like you said, it is on the increase with the boomer generation.
That's true.
Well, you know, like you said, medical science, so the blessing and the curse. It's wow, it's extending everyone's lives, but whoops, what do we do once we're extended our lives? You know, that's the key. Now, how about the economy? I would think that the economy has something to do with this as well. Perhaps you've lost your pension. Perhaps you've lost your job. And that's create a big stress on the situation, too. I mean, the economy in general, of course, creates a stress with everyone, young or old. But with the elderly, you see people going back to work, Walmart or wherever. And it's sort of sad because sometimes you go back to work just for health insurance.
I know.
Have you seen that?
Yes. Yes, I have seen it.
I mean, that's got to break your heart. You see people in their 80s, and it's like, wow, they're just for health insurance.
I know. It's a very difficult situation. The bad economy has just been another layer of grief and pain on top of some of these personal crises. When you put them all together, it can be a kind of a big ball of mess and have you feeling pretty crazy. So it's not only important to get financial issues handled, it's important to do it from the perspective of understanding what an individual is going through and how they can feel better and not just do better with their money, but feel better about it.
You know, it's a good point. It sounds like to me, and maybe this word's overused or not, but this is what it sounds like to me, that you have more of a holistic approach to financial planning. I mean, you could sort of look at it that way, where it's not just in a vacuum. It's not just about the money. It's about the life. And it incorporates much more than finances, money, and strategies.
I would not only agree with that, I like the way that sounds. In fact, that's true. We're dealing with the whole person to the extent that we can. We don't provide every single service.
Sure. But aware of it.
But we recognize and we do our very best to get them connected with other people who can likewise make them feel better and again get the monkey off their back.
You know, that's important. That's a skill, I'm going to guess, that traditional financial planners do not learn in school.
I can tell you that that was really never brought up. And I went through the College for Financial Planning. That was how I received my training in preparation for certification. And I really don't recall behavioral and mental health issues being a part of it. It was about the money. And granted, that is the focus of it. But it's how do we do the best in working with the money by taking a holistic approach and understanding the individual that we're working with, not just the big pile of dirty paper that they're trying to figure out what to do.
That totally makes sense. Let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with the debut show, Money Management, Wounded Hearts and Family Crises, starring Larry Moscat. And, of course, Larry is the managing member of Retirement Income and Inheritance Advisors, LLC, RIIA, the website. Go to www.RIIAdvisors, that's with an O, O-R-S on the back end, .com. Phone number 480-556-7033. We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. And just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is a debut show starring Larry Moscat, Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. And, of course, Larry is a managing member of Retirement Income and Inheritance Advisors, LLC. I'll give you your website out again, www.RIIAdvisors. And that's with O-R-S on the back end, .com, RIIAdvisors.com, phone number 480-556-7033. Now, let me ask you a few more questions. We have another segment, and I'm really enjoying this, Larry. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to you being on the air every fourth, what is it, the fourth Tuesday. Between, from 2 to 3. This is going to be good, so make note, everyone out there, the fourth Tuesday between 2 and 3, or from 2 to 3, I should say, Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. And a question I have is, if you could provide some additional examples of difficult financial decisions needed to be made under times of great stress.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of them, Dave. Loss of a loved one is situations we're pulled into so often. Let's say I'm working with a family, a husband and wife. The husband dies, and it's a very sad event for anyone. But he has IRAs, and he leaves or he has stated as his beneficiaries both his surviving wife and two adult children that he has. Now, they're grieving. They're hurting over this loss. They're not really in a position at that moment to think about what should be done with these IRAs together with all the other decisions, of which there are many, many of them. But most people are not at all familiar with the complexities of inheriting IRAs. I think you would know this better than me. I think there's something on the order of 76,000 pages of tax code, something along those lines. And
I thought it was more than that. I'm on the last page.
Is that, I thought I read somewhere it was 76,000 pages of rules. And it's gotten to the point where it borders on insanity,
yeah,
and lacks clarity very often.
I would
often.
Say not even borders. I would say,
well, okay,
insanity.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But so here you are. You're a beneficiary. Well, you have a spouse who's a beneficiary, and you have two adult children that are beneficiaries. Well, guess what? If you're a spouse, there's one set of rules that you get to follow. If you're a non-spouse, there's yet another set of rules that you have to follow. It's kind of maddening, but what we attempt to do is sift through each beneficiary's situations, understand their pain, and first of all, pick the right timing for when we're going to talk about what to do with these monies. And we lay out for our clients an array of options, as many options as there are available, both as a spouse and as a non-spouse. We allow some time for setbacks. We allow time to change course. We introduce as much flexibility and time as we can, so that the emotional components and other requirements have time to allow the dust to settle. And again, as I said earlier, we feel honored when our clients break down and share their fears, their anger, and their pain with us. To me, that's an homage. That is something that makes me feel we're connected. And again, you can't be in my business without trust. You can't have trust without connection or relationship. And that's how people connect and relate. So we stay as flexible and compassionate as we can during these things and build in as much wiggle room as we can. So that if we start on a course that maybe we find is not right, we have a back door, a way to get out. Other situations, things like we talked earlier about caregiving. Daughter becomes primary caregiver for mom. Mom has a growing dementia problem. And daughter tries to manage her life, manage her kids, manage her job, manage her husband, and manage her world, all the while trying to be a caregiver for a declining elderly mother who, in most cases, she dearly loves and would do anything for. It's a terrible conflict, just a stew of swirling emotions of wanting to help but being crushed by doing it. It's physically devastating. It's emotionally devastating. It's kind of a time bomb waiting to go off. Well, What we try to do is, and I love the way you described what I do as a holistic approach, because this is a perfect example of how and why it's necessary that it is holistic. We get this daughter connected with care assessment people. These are people that can determine the feasibility and safety of staying home and having a daughter or part-time care come in and care for her. Is it a realistic option or not? We get her together with an estate planning attorney. This attorney arranges the required mechanics, things like power of attorney, so that daughter can legally take over and manage the business affairs for mom. And this gets another sort of monkey off her back. daughter needs to pay for things. Daughter needs to pay for care for mom, for maybe extra medications for mom, for appliances for mom, for safety items for mom. These all cost money. That's where we come in our job. We try to find the best places to access money, the best places to access items like that that may be available inexpensively or even through through a program of some type where they're free. And we'll look at how mom's funds are arranged, because if they're not producing adequately to support this new care situation, we will have them move these funds into a better yielding situation so that they can get more bang for their buck, you could say. What we end up doing, and it ties in with the holistic concept, we end up playing quarterback. Clients come in and we assume the position of quarterback, not the entire team, just the quarterback. We're calling in the attorneys. We're calling in, I mean, if clients have their own relationships, of course we want them to use them. But if they don't and they're just overwhelmed, we're connected with attorneys, we're connected with accountants, we're connected with caregiving facilities, caregiving services, and we get them all working. And at the end of the day, what begins to happen is daughter now begins to get in bits and pieces day after day some of her life back. And she gets a much better self, a sense of self-confidence that all that can be done is being done. Her guilt reduces. The family has a chance to spend more time, to come back together, to strengthen instead of divide during this terrible time. And they're dealing better with this stress. Once the dust settles, we engage daughter in longer term strategies related to money or other issues so that her and mom can make the very best out of the world that they're living in, make it as predictable and suitable as it can possibly be going forward.
You know, I like what you said. Just before you said it, I wrote down the letters QB.
QB?
Quarterback. And right. That's what it reminded me of. And I also wrote down something else that is just as appropriate. You're like the orchestra leader.
And I also like that.
Yeah, because that's what you're really doing. You're coordinating a thing that will go forward in its best possible structure.
Dave, often we're the first point of contact because many different reasons, what surfaces is, what about the money? Where do we get the money? What do we do with the money? How do I pay for this? And so we become the first point of contact and then have the opportunity to be of further service beyond financial planning, investments, and money to connecting with these other necessary providers who can begin one by one to return some good life back to our clients in a holistic way.
Totally makes sense. And, you know, what's interesting is it's not, as we've been discussing here almost for an hour now, it's not about just the money. The money is what you attach meaning to. And let's talk about, we maybe have maybe 5-6 minutes left perhaps. And, you know, what are some of the meanings that people attach to money? And, you know, it's interesting because you could see it. It shows up in how they make decisions. So whatever you attach, whatever meaning, and guess what? You can change that meaning too.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. And you can make different decisions.
It's the beauty and the curse of it at the same time. Money, I've said for a long time, Dave, and I still stand by this. Everything money is emotional. Everything money is emotional. I mean, think about when people talk about money, what sorts of emotions come up? I think there are things like anxiety, depression, anger, helplessness, happiness, excitement, envy, resentment. Money is a crazy entity. In and of itself, most people think it's a piece of paper. My information is it's a piece of fabric. That's what I was told. This is a dirty piece of fabric. I have a cat at home, and I've taken out a $100 bill, and I've put it right in front of his face, and you know what? He sniffs it, turns his nose up at it, and walks away. Think about how different it is if you do that same thing with an individual. Emotions start to flow. Everything connected with money. Think about people like misers. Misers live in fear of becoming penniless, so they hoard money. Spenders go on uncontrolled spending sprees. When they feel low, it's a way to get feeling high. Tycoons who have all the money in the world seek more and more and more of it. Why? Why do they do that? Bargain hunters get a rush when they go in and they find a great deal on something, a great discount, and they get angry when they have to pay full price for something. Gamblers experience exhilaration with every spin of the wheel, every turn of the card, and I tell you that everything money, either in a positive or a negative way, ends up being some kind of has emotional components to it. And it's a most interesting commodity. Some psychologists have linked money to having the same effect as drugs. Think about the emotional changes that occur when somebody takes drugs. They get happy, they get mean, they get angry, they get loud, they get quiet, money has the same effect. So many believe that there's some strong similarities, that money and drugs are somehow in our emotional selves connected and following parallel paths.
You know, it makes sense, and you know, we could spend the whole show just on this one topic, because I think the culture has something to do with that in terms of the media, you know, and it seems like they attach with money power,
yes.
They attach ego,
mm-hmm.
They attach all sorts of super you know, official things, I'm thinking. And I think it's okay to have money as long as you don't attach your identity to it.
Well, and that's where all of this, I think, is coming from. Most of where money psychology comes from is either the presence of self-esteem or the lack of it, of self-esteem. And it is from that place that things that you do with money originate. If you feel good about yourself, you do certain things with money. If you feel bad about yourself, you do certain things with money. Money can be used as a weapon. Money can be used as a reward. Money is a very psychologically complex entity.
It really is, and I don't think employer groups understand that either. A lot of them do not understand it. You just don't give someone a raise. I think what's behind the money is people want appreciation. They want to feel accepted. Mm-hmm. They want to feel that they're contributing. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's okay to have money, but you know, I think some people that are one-dimensional, employer groups or mm-hmm. other organizations that don't understand motivation, that they may just use money as one tool and never develop the loyalty that they would love in an organization.
I think you're right about that. And again, I think that goes back to self-esteem to the extent that, in your example, an employer group could infuse self-esteem into their employees, not only with things like raises, but with recognition, with praise,
exactly.
With other things like that. You'll cultivate a better employee, a harder working employee, a more loyal employee.
We need to get you out to various organizations and talk about
this.
We're
doing that, Dave. We are speaking
at
various organizations. We're affiliating with speaking at hospices, care centers. We're going to be working with the 100 Club. I may have mentioned
I do know about them.
The Organization for Lost Fallen Firefighters and Police Officers.
You know, this has been a fast 1 hour. Can you
really
believe
has.
It, Larry? It's
no.
already over. Can you believe it? And I'm looking forward to next month, every fourth Tuesday from 2 to 3. This is Money Management, the debut show of Money Management, Wounded Hearts and Family Crises, starring Larry Moscat. And, of course, the website again is www.riaadvisors.com. And, of course, advisors with ORS on the back end. 480-556-7033. Larry, hopefully people will call because you have some valuable information. Thank you so much for being on the Dave
Show. Thank you, Dave. Great to be here.
We'll see you next month. Stay right up for Ann Myers Drysdale in studio talking about her new book, You Let Some Girl Beat You, a great book. I read it. Fabulous. We'll be right back.
Found Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
At Birenbaum and Speen PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Speen works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy. wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.